Roller, if you would be kind enough to come up and do Columbia River Commercial Catch Area Amendments, and this is a decision item.
Good morning, Commission, Deputy Director Storr and new Director Unsworth. Nice to see you. I'm here to talk about a proposal to designate two additional catch areas in the lower Columbia River and two housekeeping measures. We'd like to add a catch area for the Cathlamet Channel Select Area. The Cathlamet Channel is right now is part of Columbia River Salmon Management and Catch Area 1B. The proposal would just add the Cathlamet Channel to WAC 220-22-010. Also, adding catch area 1E1. The area is currently open to the sales of tribal caught salmon in accordance with state and tribal MOUs and MOAs. The proposal would just add this catch area to 1E1 to WAC 220-22-010. Currently, catches in this area by the tribes are listed as catch area 1E. 1E is in order to separate those tribal, non-tribal catch areas. Essentially, this is just making a sub area for that so it's easier to keep those two catches separate. Include new catch area 1E1 into WAC 220-32-050, the Indian fishery. The new catch area 1E1 is a Columbia River Treaty-only fishing area, and the proposal is to add that to WAC 220-32-050. And adding 2S to WAC 220-22-010. Catch area 2S is currently contained in WAC 220-33-030, which is a shad WAC. We use that catch area for salmon management. Currently, catches are listed under 1D and 1E. This proposal would, when we use the catch area 2S, we would list catches as 2S in the future. And the proposal is just to add that to WAC 220-22-010. So summation, our recommendation is to amend WAC 220-22-010 by adding two new catch areas, 1E1 and the Cathlamet Channel Select Area, and inserting a description of catch area 2S as it is written in WAC 220-33-030, and also to amend WAC 220-32-050 by adding catch area 1E1 as proposed. Thank you all for your time, and do you have any questions?
Mr. Mencken.
Yes, I can't recall, Ron, whether we had any public input on this.
There was a few that, I think there was two that testified, but I as I recall, they didn't focus on anything except for one guy who didn't like the idea of fishing in Cathlamet Channel, and that was it. It had nothing to do with the proposal themselves.
And this is okay with tribal fishermen?
The what we do is we open that up on a blanket opening, and then the tribes decide when they want to fish down there. And a lot of times in the spring, they won't fish down there unless there is a delay in fish passage at Bonneville Dam, and then they'll move some fisheries down there in order to start some of their ceremonies, etc. So they don't fish it every year, but it is part of the MOAs and MOUs where they can fish it. And when they do fish it, that's when it's open for us. So yeah, they're aware of this, and it doesn't have anything to do with them fishing. It's just how we list the catches.
Okay.
Yes, Deputy Director Storr.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Commissioner Mankin, I was just looking at my notes from the January meeting, and on this particular issue, and I think this is accurate, Mr. Kent Martin, who we're all familiar with, testified that he didn't think the Cathalamet fishery was viable, but that's the only record I have of any testimony.
Are there any other questions? If not, this is a decision item. Madam Chair, Commissioner Wacker. I'll get it right. Just give me some time.
I move to amend WAC 220-22010 by adding two new catch areas, 1E1 and Cathalamet Channel Select Area, and inserting a description of catch area 2S as it is written in WAC 220-33030. I move to amend WAC 220-32050 by adding catch area 1E1 as proposed.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I second.
Mr. Keeney has seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you.